It's time for Locally on the Links, where we're always looking to tee it high and let it fly.
I never slice.
Drive for show and putt for dough.
Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
And grip it and rip it.
Get in the hole!
Locally on the Links, a look around the golf scene in the area, the Commonwealth and beyond. Locally on the Links is presented by the Virginia State Golf Association, serving golfers in Virginia since 1904.
Hi, and welcome to Locally on the Links. We're joined by Marty Chandler, director of golf over at London Downs in Forest, right off of 460. Hi, Marty. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rich. How are you doing?
Good, man. Really good. How did your course survive the rain.
We were very, very lucky. I think we picked up somewhere around 3 or so inches between late Friday night into early Monday morning. We had one tree near a small creek that's kind of toppled over onto a cart path, but it was pretty easily cleaned up. Nothing really outside of that. And of course, it's still got some water on it, so we're keeping carts on the path right now. But very lucky that we did not get what was as bad as it was forecasted a week and a half ago. They were, you know, saying things like 12 inches of water and things of that nature. So I'm certainly glad we only got three. I just feel bad for all those in eastern North Carolina that are dealing with the mess they have down there right now.
Well, you guys have Bermuda as well, and I know, you know, you've been doing a lot with transitioning to Bermuda fairways, and they've been beautiful all summer. Those are pretty good at soaking up water as well, right?
They are, as long as they're still growing, we're in good shape, and they're, until we have a hard frost, they'll do fine. So they'll do the best they can to soak it up. It's just those low-lying areas, and we just had an abnormally wet summer, a lot of rain, and typically August we get pretty dry and kind of crispy around here, and it just never got like that. We stayed green all the way through August, so we already had water in the ground, and so we get these rains that are, you know, 3 or 4 inches and cloudy days and high humidity. After that, it just doesn't drop as fast. But yeah, the fairways will soak it up as best they can. But still, plenty of water around for this time of year. Normally, we're already anticipating some leaves starting to turn a little red and yellow and start hitting the ground, and we haven't even seen any of that yet.
Marty Chandler of London Downs with us here on Locally on the Links, presented by the VSGA. Marty, as you transition into the fall right now, take us through how long you expect it to be before the course conditions change, even if it's is something as simple as what you mentioned, the course drying out and the leaves starting to fall onto the course.
We expect 6 more good weeks of golfing weather. Once we get into, you know, November and the time changes occur, that's when we start noticing the biggest differences. You just don't have as much daylight around. Things kind of shut down and go dormant, and that's when you kind of see the biggest changes going from, you know, late summer, fall, kind of into that, you know, winter's around the corner kind of deal. But you know, as far as the weather, as, you know, late September and the month of October is some of the best weather to go out and play golf, and some people just don't take advantage. So we just like to remind them that we're still here in good shape. The golf course is healed from where we aerified the greens. Got the blades lowered a little bit on the greens mower, so they'll pick up some speed headed into the fall here. So it'll be a really good challenge of golf, and it'll be great conditions to play in here for the next 6 weeks.
I know one of the other things that you guys have coming up, and for folks looking for new clubs, you know, irons, woods, whatever, those demo days that you guys offer can be absolutely fantastic because technology is always changing, and with the computer and technology that we've got nowadays, and I'm going to let you talk more about this than I am, but having the right clubs to fit your body style and your club, you know, club head speed and your swing, I mean, it's so important and can make such a big difference. So if you're in the market for new clubs, go to this demo day you've got coming up October 7th, because it really can make a huge difference.
No question, the folks are from Callaway are coming October 7th. They're going to spend some time with us. They'll bring the Rogue line and the Rogue Sub-Zero, some clubs that have been really successful, especially on the driver and the fairway metal, and they offer a full line of irons as well. And from top to bottom, the idea is to be optimized so that despite maybe your deficiencies as a golfer, the equipment that you use will perform for you. So it's no different than if I went out and played golf and used a junior set of clubs, super flexible, super light, shorter than standard. Despite any talent I might have as a golfer, those things are not going to work great for me. I'm going to have to adjust to make them work. And the whole idea is you don't want to have to adjust. You want to go out and swing your swing, play your game, and have the clubs work for you. So in a lot of cases, people realize that despite the fact that they've played, you know, steel, stiff flex shafts their entire career, now they've gotten maybe a little bit older, they can work toward a graphite or regular flex. And it's one thing to convince somebody by telling them it's time for the change, but when they sit down or just they're on the range and they hit their equipment versus the newer options, and you have radar there that's predicting and showing actual data of what's going on with their clubs and how they're performing, it's hard to argue against that. It's not somebody trying to convince them to do anything other than saying, you hit it X far with this, you hit it Y far with that. So when you sit and look at them side by side, it's hard to argue that some of the technology and some of the tweaks that we can do to their current equipment can really make golf easier and more fun, more enjoyable.
I love the way you put that. So men go through the change as well.
100%. Everyone goes through a change. I have so many people that sometimes go, well, I've always played this. And I say, well, you know, always is really, it's a crazy, you don't want to say always or never. And I said, because you've always done something, and you know, is it getting you the results? If you've always played bad, then, or always scored poorly, or always feel like they're not performing, then why have we been sticking with that particular setup? You know, why have you stuck with that? So there's arguments. You know, some guys, I like steel because I hit it straighter, but they typically hit it shorter and they hit it lower. And sometimes you get them into graphite, they might hit it a little bit more dispersion left or right, but if they gain 12, 15, 18 yards, they'll be more than happy to give up, you know, 10 yards of dispersion every once in a while to pick up a club and a half a distance.
Marty Chandler with us here from London Downs. They've got a demo day coming up in October with Callaway. Marty, the term subpar or below par, that can be good in terms of your golf score, but describing my golf game, not so much, and it's a very accurate description. For someone in my shoes, is it more important to come to a demo day like this than a seasoned golfer because of the need to use the right equipment to help get the golf game on the right track?
I feel that radar and the technology that they offer at these fitting days can benefit every golfer. I think for an experienced golfer who's looking to shave, and maybe it's a half a stroke or stroke, as the handicap approaches single digits and they're really trying to prove, sometimes they plateau, and it's hard to find that extra stroke to go from a guy that's averaging maybe around 80 and wants to crack that barrier and get into the 70s, or maybe a guy that's in the mid-70s is trying to get around par. You know, in that case, you know, half a stroke, you know, per nine holes adds up for them. And that might be something about a wedge setup. It might be finding out that their gaps are off and they're carrying a club that they really have no use for, so it allows them to put a hybrid in that might make it easier for them to hit a couple more fairways off some short par fours that they didn't have that option in their bag before. Or you might find some a beginning player who's carrying a bunch of wedges, and right now he doesn't hit it consistent enough to sacrifice, you know, why have four wedges when, you know, he really doesn't hit them consistently enough to have that kind of gapping in his bag. So maybe he wants to add a five-wood, something that's a little bit more forgiving to hit off the tee that he might put it in play more often right now and stop giving away strokes off the tee by hitting it into hazards or hitting it out of bounds. So I think it's beneficial for every golfer to spend the time to come out and test out some things and know as much as they can about their current setup and their game so that they can improve moving forward.
Wait, you can hit something other than a driver off the tee?
Amen, brother. You can. I advise it on any hole where it's going to require, you know, I tell people we've got a couple of short par fours here and guys hit driver off, and I go, if you hit the best drive of your life, are you going to hit it to the green? No, of course not. Okay, if you hit the best drive of your life, can you hit it into that hazard that's down there on the left side? Well, yeah. Then don't hit driver. You're not gaining anything by hitting the driver. You're just bringing trouble into play. If there's a hazard out there that you can reach, and you certainly can't get it, you know, by that next to the green, then lay back. And the old expression we've always said, if you're going to lay up, get a club in your hand that'll get you behind and short of a hazard that you know is brought into play by hitting the driver.
October 7th, the demo day, the Callaway demo day at London Downs. And again, still plenty of great golf weather left to go. And I know you guys have some items on sale as the season winds down, some closeout stuff as well.
Certainly. We've got a ball sale going on right now with selected manufacturers. You buy two, get one free. Those are out in the shop. You can come by and take a look at those. And certainly as we approach the end of the year, we do offer a lot of specials on – we've got demo clubs that slightly used but can be purchased at a great price. We've got wedges, hybrids, some drivers, fairway metals, a little bit of everything as far as the, when we're kind of clearing out those demos to end off the year. And still certainly have some great deals on some new equipment. Srixon's just released new equipment across the board, and we had some success with the new Cleveland wedge. The RTX 4 is out and getting a lot of love. It's picked up a couple of wins early since it's been on tour. So we've got new equipment and some used stuff, some balls, some great deals coming up, and we'll have some great fall gear that'll be hitting the showroom floor here. So we'll have plenty to look at and come by and take a chance to shop a little bit with London Downs.
And the course is in great shape and a really, really fun, beautiful golf course to play as well. London Downs, right here in Forest, Route 460. And Marty Chandler, the director of golf there. Thank you, Marty. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate everything you do for us, and look forward to having you out here and playing sometime.
We'll talk soon. Thanks, Marty.
Thanks, Rich.
Marty Chandler. I keep wanting to say Marty Smith. Marty Chandler, director of golf out at London Downs. Here joining us on Locally on the Links. That's going to do it for today's show. We're back tomorrow. See you then.